Well, Danny, I know it was a shortened third day, but it seemed another difficult day for Hampshire.
Yeah, it was, and more so it's going to be tough tomorrow. Things didn't go our way. We probably needed some early wickets to put some pressure on them today, and we didn't get that. So we leave ourselves a tough day tomorrow, but I think with the batting we have got in the side, and we do bat all the way down, so hopefully it's a good sign and we can get through tomorrow.
They scored quite quickly, didn't they? It was about sort of over four and over, didn't they? 180-odd they added today in, what, 2¾ hours?
Yeah, they probably did what they set out to do, I suppose, and to have a little three overs at us tonight was all part of their plan, I suppose, the way they went about it, and Daryl Mitchell played pretty well, and obviously a big score is what we're looking for tomorrow.
I mean, obviously, you've got to bat out tomorrow. I mean, is the wicket playing any differently today?
Not really. It's a pretty good wicket, really. Maybe a bit slow. The odd ball does something, but it's very random. Like it's not happening all the time. So there's definitely something to take there. Like we can definitely bat all day, and they've just scored 400 at better than four and over. So we can take something from that. It's obviously there's not many gremlins in the wicket, and we can try and grind and bat all day.
One positive though, yourself, you were bowling today, and you picked up your 150th and 151st first class wicket for Hampshire.
Yeah, that's obviously good. I didn't know that at the time. It's good to obviously get out and play four-day cricket again and hopefully take that opportunity as well for the rest of the season, and hopefully more to add to that.
Mm. I mean, what does that mean, though? I mean, I know you're still young, aren't you? You're at 25. I mean, what does that mean to get to that milestone?
It's just nice, I suppose. 150 is a fair amount, and it's just wanting to take more and more for the club, really, and it's the more games we're sort of winning and I'm contributing towards that's good, and taking wickets is all part of that.
Now, I know you haven't played in the last couple, but you played in the first three and you're back in the side now. There seems to be more of an emphasis on you playing in the side, whereas that hasn't always been the case early season, is it?
Yeah, I suppose other seasons I've sort of played half a season or missed due to weather or pitches. So, no, it has been good, and to start the season was nice, and we tried different things for a couple of games, and it's nice to get the chance again. And obviously if I can contribute as much as possible and either keep runs down and take wickets, and hopefully it lasts a long time.
Mm. Has it helped you bowling early season? Because I know sometimes you've been a bit frustrated, haven't you?
Yeah, probably has. Like, I'm not a big spinner of the ball, and I feel that I've done my job in most innings so far. And if I can do that through the season, I think it's good to do it at the start, and we will start to get on some wickets. It might turn towards the end, but we haven't really so far, but if that comes about, then that's a nice opportunity to take wickets. But really I've got to try and do my job for the team as often as possible.
And also, I mean, it seems as well that you're able to keep the runs down as well when you're bowling, which seems to give the captain more, you know, an option there, even if you're not taking wickets.
Yeah, hopefully that's the aim. If I'm not taking wickets and I don't want to be going for many runs, hopefully to make the seamers have a lot of energy at the other end and attack from that end as well, and hopefully building partnerships as a bowling group, we can take wickets as a pair.
Yeah, and just finally, overall in this game, I guess the team, Hampshire, I mean, they haven't quite played to their potential in this one. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, we haven't played well, and we're in a position where we have to bat and save this game, and it's gonna take a lot of hard yards. But if we can do that and save a draw from the game, we can then take a positive and we move on to the next one, and we've really got to push on from now.